Pesachim, Perkei, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4, more on the technicalities around the offering of the Korban Pesach. The topic of this Mishnah is the restriction of having chametz in one's possession and offering the Korban Pesach. So there are two Pesachim that forbid this. The first says, this is a pasuk in Shmos, it says, Lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not offer the blood of my offering, literally on chametz, but it's understood meaning in while you're in possession of chametz. That's one pasuk. It talks about tizbach, to offer, the verb there is to offer an offering. But in Shmos, Chaf Gimel Perek Yud Ches, it says, Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not shecht, slaughter, richly slaughter, the blood of my offering while in possession of chametz. And that pasuk continues on and says, "V'lo yalin laboker zevach chag haPesach." You shall not leave the Pesach offering over until the morning. So that second pasuk is clearly referring to the Korban Pesach. The question is, the first pasuk just refers to dam zivchi, the blood of my offering, and it's inexplicit which offering we're talking about over here. And adding a little bit to the ambiguity, there's two pesukim that seem to say the same thing. So the question is whether that first pasuk I read to you is a reference to the Korban Pesach or to perhaps other korbanos or another korban that we're talking about, not owning Pesach, owning chametz while offering it. So there are basically three interpretations of that in the Mishnah over here. The Chacham, we're going to say, both refer to the Korban Pesach, hence restriction against shechting the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach while in possession of chametz. Rabbi Yehuda is going to have a second approach. He's going to say they're two different pesukim because it's referring to two different korbanos. One, the Korban Pesach, and the other, zivchi, my korban, refers to the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim on the 14th, the Korban Tamid, the daily offering, which Hashem refers to as lachmi, my food, as it were. And it's like Hashem's personal offering, if you will, and therefore it's understood that the zivchi of that pasuk in Shmos that I read before is referring to the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim, that one can't own chametz when it's offered on the 14th of the afternoon. And then Rabbi Shimon's approach is something that's radically different. Rabbi Shimon understands there are two psukim because there are two separate, almost like independent isurim. One is referring to the Korban Pesach, the other referring to any korbanos. And his understanding is there are two different psukim that are coming in contrast one against the other, that the Korban Pesach may not be brought on the 14th while in possession of chametz, and the other korbanos, aside from the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is not relevant after the 14th. Other korbanos may not be brought on Pesach while in possession of chametz. That restriction doesn't apply at all to the 14th in the afternoon, except with respect to the Korban Pesach, but other korbanos not relevant. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's the time frame for both Pesukim are Erev Pesach, the 14th in the afternoon, and the two Pesukim tell you Korban Pesach and Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim, whereas Rabbi Shimon says there are two separate time frames as well as two different korbanos in reference. The first is talking, one is talking about Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and one is talking about on Pesach, everything else besides the Korban Pesach. Okay, that's the backstory here. Now, just to understand Rabbi Shimon Shita a little better before we get into the words here, there's a general rule which is laid out in the beginning of Maseches Zevachim that, as we said in yesterday's or whatever, a couple of Mishnayos ago, we said that a korban should be brought lishmo for the sake of the particular category of offering that it is meant to be. Now, if one offers a Pesach shelo lishmo and having in mind another korban, we already learned that it is invalidated. The korban Pesach is useless, has to be burned. And that rule applies also to a chatas, the sin offering. But the other six categories of offerings, Ola, Asham, Shlamim, Maiser, Bechor, Toda, all those, if they're not brought the Shema, the offering is still kosher. It's just that the people who had to bring a korban don't get credit for it. So a person has to bring an Asham because he did Me'ila, let's say. So If he brings his asham to the Beis Mikdash and the person doing the shechita or the kabbalah or the halach or the zrika of the blood of the that asham has in mind, this should be for a chatas, let's say. So then the poor fellow who did me'ilah is not Yotzi's obligation to bring an offering. He has to bring another one, but the meat of that offering can still be eaten. The carbon is not invalid per se, just the bile and the person has to bring the carbon don't get credit for it. And that rule applies to everything besides for Pesach and the Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatos. Okay? So, with all that in mind, the Mishnah says inside, Hashochet esa Pesach ale chametz. If a person slaughters his Korban Pesach while in possession of chametz, over below sasa, he violates a negative commandment. So that's the pasuk we read before. And the basic point of our Mishnah, the simple point of our Mishnah is that although he violates an Isser D'oraisa, we already knew that from the Pesukim, but what we didn't necessarily know is that he's only going to be liable for transgressing the Isser D'oraisa, but his Korban Pesach remains valid. So they can bring their Korban Pesach home, the Chabur will eat it, etc. Everything will be fine, but the fellow who did the Shechita in possession of chametz, he will be liable to malchus, lashes, for violating the Torah. Now, the truth is that the Korban Pesach is being brought for all the people in the chabura, all the people who are manui, who are registered for that particular offering. And this restriction of offering, slaughtering the Korban Pesach while in possession of chametz, actually refers to anyone in the chabura being in a possession of chametz. So the person who shechts it will be liable, whether he is the one who owns chametz or someone else in the chabura owns chametz. There is a question in the Mefarshim if the person who owns the chametz is also over the lav or only the person who's doing the shechita himself. Because the pasuk says don't slaughter, so for sure the slaughtering guy is liable, but perhaps the person who owns the chametz as part of the chabura for whom the Korban Pesach is being brought is also over the lav of having the Korban Pesach offered on his behalf while owning chametz. All this, of course, in addition to the separate Isurim, unrelated and not a topic, of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh, prohibitions against owning, possessing chametz on Pesach. That's a side point, but fine. So, therefore, the Tanakhama holds, there are two verses, they both refer to the same thing, they're referring to the Korban Pesach, and they're restricting the one from bringing the Korban Pesach in his proper time, on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, while in possession, he or anyone else in the Chabura, of chametz. Straightforward. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid. Rabbi Yehuda says, in addition to this lav applying to Erev Pesach for the Korban Pesach, it also applies to the offering of the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the afternoon daily offering, on Erev Pesach, that it can't be brought while the person who's doing the Shechita, the slaughtering of it, let's say the Kohen, who's doing the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, is in possession of Chametz. And if that Kohen who shechts the Tamid on the afternoon of the 14th, owns chametz back home, he's over a separate lav of shechting the tamid while in possession of chametz, and that's what the second pasuk is coming to do. Okay, now Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon is more complicated. Now, Rabbi Shimon, I told you the prefatory comments before, but one more point here now. If you remember, I pointed out that one verse said lo sizbach, which is don't offer. A zevach is an offering, it's a noun. Tizbach is like a verb to offer that offering. Al chametz dav zivchi, the blood of my offering while owning chametz. That was one pasuk. And that pasuk didn't refer to the Korban Pesach explicitly. And Rabbi Shimon understands it's referring to any korbanos, except for the Korban Pesach, ironically. The other pasuk, which says, lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, don't tishchat, don't slaughter. And shchita is ritual slaughter that has a particular function. It's killing the animal in such a way that it makes it permitted to be eaten. And this pasuk says, v'lo yalin laboker zevach chag ha-pesach, is explicit that it's referring to the Korban Pesach. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon's going to understand that this verse refers specifically to the Korban Pesach on the 14th in the afternoon, and it's saying that one should not do shechita on such an animal when he is in possession of chametz. Now, shechita is a legal term. And Rabbi Shimon holds the legal term refers specifically to an act of slaughter, which is matir, which makes the meat of the animal that is being slaughtered permitted under Jewish law for consumption by Jews. And if the shechita is for whatever reason invalid, and you can't eat the meat afterwards, so then you can't call it shechita, it's just called killing. Shechita is a technical term which transforms an animal to being something that you can eat. And if it can't be eaten, it's not called shechita. The way I think, useful way to think about it is that all animals are sort of essentially headed to be nevelot. Every animal can be nevela. It's just that if you shecht it and it's a kosher animal, you sort of like save it from nevela status and make it shechuta, permitted to be eaten. So in the case of korbanos, things can go wrong. And one of the things that can go wrong, as we said when it comes to Korban Pesach, is shelo lishma. If you have in mind a category of offering other than a Korban Pesach, when you shecht the Pesach, so then the offering is invalid. And if it's invalid, it can't be eaten. And if it can't be eaten, then you can't call the act that you did shechita. It wasn't shechita. It was just killing it. But it was an invalid killing, which didn't make it permitted to be eaten. And therefore, the verse which says, lo sishchat, don't ritually slaughter to make it permitted to be eaten, my offering on while in possession of Korban Pesach, while in possession of chametz, wouldn't apply because it's not called shechita. You didn't make it edible. So it's not called shechita. It's just killing. And therefore, it'll be often a technicality. So therefore, the Mishnah says inside, Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaPesach Bar Basar, on the 14th of Nisan, on the eve of Pesach, that's the one verse, and the Korban Pesach can't be brought in possession while you are in possession of chametz. But when we say can't be brought, we mean specifically can't be shechted, made permitted to be eaten by ritual slaughter. And therefore, if you do it lishmo, if you do the Korban Pesach properly, when you do the shechita, etc., you have in mind that it's to be a Korban Pesach, as it should be, so then chayev, you'll be liable to Malkus. Because why? Because the Korban Pesach is a kosher, the shechita is a legitimate shechita, and you did it while in possession of chametz, as the pasuk said not to do. So therefore chayev, you'll be liable to Malkus. But v'shelo lishmo, in contrast, if you do offer the Korban Pesach, but you do it in a way that you have the wrong thing in mind, that renders it invalid, since the Korban Pesach is invalid and can't be eaten, you can't call the act that you did to it shechita, which is killing it. And therefore, when the pasuk says, don't shech the animal while in possession of chametz, you didn't shech the animal, you killed the animal. And therefore, patur, says Rabbi Shimon, you'll be exempt from lashes on the pasuk because of the pasuk of not owning chametz. You still, of course, will be violating the two other isurim of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh of owning chametz on Pesach, but that's not our point here. Ushar kol hazvachim, as for any other offering, well, the verse that said, don't shecht the Korban Pesach is referring to Erev Pesach, and therefore it has no application, says Rabbi Shimon, to other korbanos, that's specifically the Korban Pesach. So other korbanos, if you bring a chatas or asham, ola, etc., on Erev Pesach, including the tamid, in contrast to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, bein lishman uvein shlo lishman, whether you did it for the proper category or the improper category, meaning either way, if it's edible or otherwise, patur, you'll be patur, you'll be exempt from lashes because the prohibition that applies the 14th in the afternoon exclusively applies to the Korban Pesach. And therefore, who cares, other korbanos, whether or not they're kosher korbanos, your fact that you own chametz while you offer them, you shechta them, is irrelevant. Again, according to Yehuda, it would be relevant if it were Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, not relevant to anything. In contrast, the second pasuk, which says, lo sizbach, don't offer, as opposed to lo sishchat, don't shecht, applies to all korbanos, but the time frame which it applies is specifically on Pesach itself, the moed, the holiday, as opposed to the 14th on Pesach Eve. And therefore, uva moed, when it comes to Pesach proper, lishmo, if you offer Korban Pesach, and lishmo here means dafka Korban Pesach, take your pencil and write it in there. If you offer it lishmo for the purpose of bringing a Korban Pesach, then you'll be patur, you'll be exempt. Why will you be exempt? Because you can't bring Korban Pesach during Pesach. The Korban Pesach has to be brought on the 14th on the eve of Pesach. So if you bring Korban Pesach on Pesach proper, it's invalid. Nonsense, you can't do it. And therefore, you'll be exempt because you didn't do an offering. Shalol, and it's not called shechita. The Bartan learns it's all about the shechita as I described up to now. The Rambam seems to learn it's the psul and the offering in general. But in any case, shalol lishmo, if ironically you bring the Korban Pesach and you bring it not for the sake of a Korban Pesach, but rather you bring it specifically as a shlamim, a peace offering, So even though the Mishnah says Shelo Lishmo, not for the sake of Korban Pesach, get out your pencil. It means specifically for the purpose of Dafka, a Shlamim. So then you'll be Chayav. Then you'll be liable to Malkus on Pesach for owning Chametz while Shechting this erstwhile Korban Pesach as a Shlamim. Now the reason why is because the proper thing to do with the Korban Pesach that wasn't offered on Pesach is to offer it as a Shlamim. If we back in Zvachim, we learned that essentially, step one, every korban has to be consecrated as a specific kind of korban while it's still alive. So you're going to take this little sheep, you're going to designate and say, this on the 14th in the morning, you're going to say, this will be my korban Pesach tonight. Now, if for whatever reason you don't offer that korban Pesach that afternoon, I should say, of the 14th, so then what are you supposed to do with this animal? The answer is no problem. The halachas of a korban Pesach and the halachas of the shlamim, as far as how they're offered, are identical essentially, and so the korban pesach is almost like a subcategory of shlamim, if you will. So if it can't be brought as a pesach, it could and should be brought as a shlamim. And therefore, if erev pesach is gone, now you're on pesach proper, and you had this animal that was consecrated as a pesach, no problem. Bring it as a shlamim. That's the right thing to do. And therefore, when we say shlo lishmo, if you bring the animal now, in mind that it should be shlamim, that's a kosher offering. And the Torah says, don't do kosher offerings on Pesach while in possession of chametz, says Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, chayev, if you had chametz in your possession and you shechted that erstwhile Pesach, now it's a shlamim, you'll be chayev, you'll be liable because you did a proper offering. Ushar kol hazvachim, as for other kinds of korbanos, so the general rule is, if you do it shelo lishmo, if you do it for the wrong category, still the offering is valid. So again, you were going to bring a shlamim and you think it's an ola, or you're going to bring an ola and you think it's a shlamim, et cetera, et cetera. So then the offering is valid, meaning the kohanim can still eat that offering. It's just that if you made a neder, you're going to bring a shlamim and it was offered as an ola, you won't get credit. You have to bring a new offering to fulfill your commitment, et cetera. That's true for all korbanos, the exception being the korban pesach and the chatas. Those two shelo lishmo are pasul altogether. And therefore, the Mishnah here says, Ushar kol hazvachim, we're talking about Uva Moed, during the holiday of Pesach, when it comes to all other animal sacrifices besides the Korban Pesach, and we'll see in a moment, and the Chatas, Bein Lishman, Bein Shelo Lishman, whether you offered it with the right category in mind, or you offered it or slaughtered it with the wrong category in mind, it doesn't matter. Chayev, if you have chametz in your possession, you will be liable to malchus, lashes, because that offering was valid. The fact that you had the wrong thought of shelo lishmo, the wrong category in mind, doesn't invalidate it. And therefore, you did an offering, valid. The offering is legitimate, but you were wrong in doing that while in the owning chametz. And that being the case, you'll be liable for malchus, lashes, by you transgressed the verse that says, don't offer dam zivchi, the blood of my offering, any offering on Pesach, while in possession of chametz, of owning chametz. Chutz min achatas, with the exception being the chatas, because the chatas offering, as I just said, needs to be done lishmo. If it's not done for the sake of a chatas offering, the offering is invalid, and therefore it's not an offering, it has to be burned, and therefore you can't call it an offering in the first place, it was not a shechita, and that being the case, the chatas sheshachat shelo lishma, the chatas that was slaughtered for it, category of offering other than the sin offering is not a valid offering, therefore it's not considered to be mizabeach, you didn't shecht it properly, you didn't offer it properly, and therefore you're not over the lav of to bring an offering, which you didn't bring because it wasn't a valid bringing of the offering while in possession of chametz.